For some time now, vague phrases like teaching people how to use increased leisure opportunities have been floating in the wind. Often floated there, no doubt, by earnest polytechnic lecturers trying to get a new course off the ground. To many of us, such phrases have probably conveyed an image of plus fours and a putter being issued free with each pension book. Maybe just a few of us were beginning to suspect that the new leisured class is yet another 20th century euphemism, this time for steel men on the dole. But its full implications, spine-chilling and bizarre, were recently to be found tucked away among the book reviews of a financial journal. The ultimate society of the future, authoritative sources said, would require only 3% of the population to have jobs. And the only major expansion would be in entertainment. If the government had a more astute publicity machine, it could present the current rise in unemployment as part of a brilliantly successful long-term strategy to adjust society to the life of the future. But would a Britain with 50 million trainee actors be worth living in? Redeployment on a scale not seen since the building of the pyramids is going to be required. Clearly, today's bright young graduates with their sights set on the command posts of industry or the Whitehall corridors of power are going to have to brush up on a few old jokes and a bit of tap dancing. The only high flyers of the future may well be trapeze artists. Curricula vitae will be full of vicars' references for childhood performances in Christmas panto. Schools won't have career officers, but theatrical agents. University entrance exams will demand knowledge of I say, in six languages. And students caught studying astrophysics or electrical engineering will be the despair of their parents. Those caught playing the fool in lectures will be awarded an honorary degree in the performing arts. As for civilization itself, it may well be the final era, the last throw of Darwin's dice. To think that humankind has struggled through the Stone Age, the Iron Age, the Bronze Age, Greek civilization, Christianity, Roman civilization, the Dark Ages, the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, the Reformation, the Age of Reason, and the bomb, just for the planet to end up as a large amusement arcade. ENSA was founded to help the combat troops get through a six-year war, and no one ever realized a successor would be needed to help a global army of the unemployed get through 70 years. And presumably, the great cultural venues of the future will not be concert halls or art galleries, but labor exchanges issuing a gyro and a cultural experience voucher for the week. For those lucky few whose destiny it is to provide happiness on Earth, there will be a more exalted status. In the brave new world of the future, the sperm banks won't be full of Nobel Prize winners, but nightclub owners and members of the Halle Orchestra. The great names of Europe won't be those who occupy chateaus, but those who fill auditoriums. In the updated Debrett, the new elite will no longer show who are the royals, but who get the royalties. Not so much an aristocrat's guide as an impresario's Bible. The open sesame of the 21st century will be the cry, "Let me through, I'm an entertainer." The Arts Council will be the world's largest employer. Government subsidies will be granted to areas with a high level of boredom. There will be a separate minister for each of the 17 different performing arts. And each new head of state will not be crowned, but auditioned. And the reign will not be in perpetuity, but subject to ratings. But on a more somber note, a new social order is in the making. There used to be the doers and the thinkers. Soon there will just be the doers and the done-for. Massed cohorts of entertainers are no longer merely going to help John Doe forget the real world. They're going to make the real world as redundant as he is. Even the last trumpets will probably be sounded by an equity member. In the past, a few have always lived vicariously. But in the future, 97% are going to live by proxy. And it won't even be a flesh-and-blood proxy. Live theatre itself will have corpsed. For with satellite TV and threepenny video discs, even the old-fashioned thrill of actually going out of the front door will have gone out of the window. After the multinational company, the multinational joke. As the Worldwide Entertainment Company Limited breaks down national and international barriers by replacing culture shock with culture anesthesia, so art will enter a limbo land. Or worse. Sartre's definition of hell was eternity in a room with two people you hated. And that was because even his intellect could not conceive of a lifetime alone in a room with a giant television endlessly screening global soap opera. As culture strives for the lowest common denominator, it will end so low as to appear a promotional device for making the neutron bomb seem attractive. For the new culture will destroy the soul and the mind, but leave the body still intact in the armchair. It was Shakespeare, with his usual timelessness, who most nearly got it right. As he said, all the world's a stage. What he didn't anticipate was the day when all the men and women on it would merely be the audience.